There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
971 800-391-9971.
The Red Sox are coming. The Red Sox are coming. The boys from Beantown are here to face off against your Giants in a two-game stint Tuesday, June 7th and Wednesday, June 8th. Both games start at 7:15, so come early, be loud, and wear your orange and black. It's your chance to see Big Poppy's final games in San Francisco. Great seats are still available, so get your tickets today at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Father's Day in the garage from Advance Auto Parts.
Today, we're going to do something nice for Dad and change his car's oil. Again.
Awesome. Can I pour the oil?
Sure, sweetheart. I got 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with premium filter for just $29.99.
How come?
With MaxLife technology, Dad's old car will be better protected and run longer.
Why doesn't Dad just get a new car?
Because Grandpa gave him this car.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. See store for details.
From the city that changes the world.
This is
the
world. This is KGO San Francisco.
Oakland, San Jose. The next generation of KGO 810.
A Cumulus station.
Professor killed, know when to fold. I'm Barbara Cusack. Classes will resume tomorrow at UCLA except for those in the engineering department. Authorities say engineering professor William Klug was the victim of a murder-suicide that locked down the campus for hours today. Message to Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders from Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Sometimes you just have to give up. But while Reid thinks that Sanders should yield the campaign to Hillary Clinton after next week's primaries, Sanders told California supporters,
I believe we've got a real shot to come out of that convention with the Democratic nomination.
The governor of Texas has declared a state of disaster for 31 counties due to severe weather and flooding potential.
Very scary watching the water just rise so fast. I mean, it came up so fast. I couldn't believe it.
Something we have never encountered, so it's frightening to us.
Flooding swamped areas from Dallas to Corpus Christi. I'm Barbara Cusack. A French search vessel has picked up signals from one of the black boxes of Egypt Air Flight 804, the latest from correspondent Renee Marsh.
Investigators have confirmed they've detected signals from the plane's black boxes. This potentially brings them one step closer to unraveling exactly what caused the crash.
A Honduran woman infected with Zika gave birth in New Jersey to a baby girl yesterday with birth defects caused by the virus.
The good hair, yeah. I heard about that.
So she said, put the middle finger up. You're out of here, dude.
I like the rhythm. I like the arrangement. I love it. I don't understand Becky with the good hair, though.
Okay, who's Becky with the good hair?
I don't know who Becky is. If that's a nickname for Rachel Roy, I don't know. Or there's probably other. If there's one, there's probably others, because now we know why Solange was so angry in the elevator.
Well, some believe that it has to do with the societal superiority put on white women's hair.
Others believe that Becky refers to the woman Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, allegedly cheated on her with.
Which is actually one of the reasons why I started wearing my hair natural. Because I felt like, you know, it's time for black women to start realizing that there is no good hair, bad hair. Hair is hair.
Beyonce, baby, go pound it. Tell him. Get rid of that Jay-Z rat. She's too good for him.
Seniors reacting to Beyonce's Lemonade. That's a lot of fun. And I welcome my next guest. This is fantastic. What a great follow-up to my last segment. Hookers, Horrors, and Housewives.
Thank you for having me.
How can I not laugh? Barb Borchetto is in studio. Where did you say you're from?
From San Mateo.
San Mateo. Okay. Well, thank you for driving in because I know that can be a challenge and we love in-studio guests. So tell everybody why you and how you came up with, I have to say, this is, and we were just talking about the girl, the McMuffin lady, who was kicked off the JetBlue flight for having
pants on.
Hot pants.
Hot pants. Shorts.
Crazy. Yeah,
this is a great airplane book.
Oh, it's a great airplane book.
It's a great airplane book, Hookers, Whores, and Housewives.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration?
The inspiration was when the divorce was finally finished and the papers slid over, I realized I was being paid off. I was being paid off for my services, and he was walking away. And it really hit me when the divorce was totally final, and I needed something or I needed something. I'll always be there for you, and he wasn't. I was paid off. I was no different than the hookers and whores that had been in my life my entire marriage.
How long were you married?
30 years.
Oh, that's such a weird thing. And I just find it so strange when people... I guess they do. I don't know. It's like you hit 50 and things start changing.
No, you know, it's really funny because there's a lot of relationships where you're sharing your spouse with another person. And I don't want to get into this. You know, I'm going to refer to it as a woman sharing it with another man. But I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Yep.
The numbers are even now. It's gone to a point where when you say, they say it's 45% of men are committing infidelity. Well, that man is with a woman. So I'm not very good at math, but I have to tell you that evens the numbers, don't you think?
Was he using social media or was he?
He was using everything.
Really?
He was using everything.
No discretion.
Yeah, no discretion. There were sites and social media and I didn't know about it. And this was also when you talk about Sharon Osbourne, she knew about several of her infidelities through all those years.
Yeah,
and then
the
when the hairdresser came, that was it. But I never knew. It was years and years and years. And there's a lot of relationships that are like that. You can't see it. You can't see it coming. So, and another inspiration for the book was I wanted women to reflect on their own behaviors. Because if you can't see their behavior, maybe through what I said happened to me, you could see your own behavior. Maybe you can make a decision there.
Oh, do you reflect on your own behavior?
Oh, God, do I. Yes, I do. I do.
Do now, you have regrets?
No.
No regrets?
No, especially after this book came out.
Find some regrets. No, because she's getting paid now, people. Well, the reason I ask that 33% of us, a good third of us, do regret at some point some of our major life choices.
You know what I do regret? I do have to tell you I regret. When I say I was married 33 years, that was when the divorce finally was signed and finished. It was on my 30th year of marriage, but I was split for 5 years.
Okay.
Okay. So
let it linger.
Yeah, I let it linger because I really thought it could work out. I really thought I was going to hear all the truths, and it didn't pan out that way. And then when we filed for divorce, it was a 3-year divorce. So in actuality, if you want to go back, I was married 22 years. And why I say 30 years is because I stayed true to that marriage till the day I signed. I did not want to waver. I had made a commitment. And until that paper was finished, then my marriage was finished. Now, for him, he'll probably say to you, I'm not sure what day he'll say. He might say 15. He might say 2. I don't know.
Well, how do you feel about the open relationship thing? Those sort of...
You know, I have coached that a little bit, and that doesn't work. There comes a breaking point. There's a lot of people that go into relationship believing they want an open relationship, and there comes a point where it doesn't work for both of them.
Right.
Somehow. One of them, something happens. And I've coached a couple of times.
The polyamory thing...
Well, you know what happens? One person falls in love with someone else.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's what happens. They get yeah. a, and it's an emotional bound. There's cheating in a relationship doesn't happen when the sex happens. It starts when you start comparing your spouse or whoever's home to the person that's home. When they walk out that door and they turn around and they compare the outside world to what's going on in home, that's when the cheating starts.
Mm. Well, this is a strange thing, but, honesty is the best policy. 808-0810 is the number, 415 outside the bay, anywhere in the northern United States as the sun goes down, 415-808-0810. I always think that if I were to try that, but I have no interest, I've got enough shenanigans going on in my life. But, if I were to do that, I think I could just have the sex and not get connected because I'm not interested in another relationship. I'm with the person I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you say that you could just, it would be easy for you to just have just random sex with someone and not be emotionally attached.
Right.
But have you, well.
Have I acted out on it? No.
Okay.
No.
Because there's a big difference between the reality.
Because we were apart. We're not married.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're not married. We've just been together off and on for 25 years.
Okay, here's my question to you. What if she did?
I'm an insanely jealous person.
Yeah. See, okay, so then...
I know. It's totally hypocritical, and everybody gets to say Drek's horse's ass.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. All right, I heard you.
Okay,
yes.
But see, there you are right there. Yeah. That's what makes a relationship is what is agreeable between the two of you.
Right.
And if that's what you want and you say, this is what I would love, and I would love to have that, then it needs to be okay for her by you.
I ask her.
You ask her.
And she said no. She said, well, then I get to. And I said, nope.
I love it.
So that was like 5 years ago, so that's where it stands.
No, and that's where it stands.
That's it.
Okay, so
I'm not
going
to ask again.
Yeah, if you can't imagine her having sex with someone else, you really can't do that to her either.
No, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate these damn double standards, Valerie.
What? I didn't double standard you.
You're taking pictures of me.
Well,
while
I know,
blushing.
And you're like, I don't like it. I'm a radio guy. I'm like, I'm trying to help promote.
Yeah, you've got to promote.
He caught me. Okay,
So let's talk about this. George, again, National Enquirer garbage. George, according to the Enquirer. George Clooney is headed for a $220 million divorce because he's too close with Julia Roberts and his wife, Amal, can't stand it. Source says Amal has had enough. She's sick and tired of watching George cozy up to Julia. To her, it's cheating. It's cheating because it's emotional cheating. Now, they're not having sex, and nor do I believe any of that. But I did see when, what was that horrible movie that he put out?
Money Monster.
Oh, yeah,
Money Monster. It was a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
But when they were doing promo for that, they were very cozy. And you could see where they had that synergy between them.
Yeah.
So I could see where Amal could say, well, you're emotionally cheating on me.
You're emotionally cheating on me.
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is, and this whole divorce thing and the money, God, that so intrigues me where they're coming up with these numbers. Because,
It's a lot of money.
There, for an example, how long have they been married? A year, 2 years?
I think just a year. It was last year, I think.
And now, I can't speak for all states, but in California, if you're under 10 years, you get whatever that time is, or it was. I don't know if it's changed, but you get half of that. So that means if she's been married 2 years, she'll get 1 year.
1 year, right. Well, and they keep living in Italy, and, you know, they have that island, and I don't know.
Yeah, and he owned all that before he married her.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So not much.
Yeah, so not much.
And then I don't know what the living together situation is. I heard common law is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about common law, you know? I don't know common law.
Well,
I didn't even check into that.
I guess it's good that we like the way we each other of us smell, even though over the weekend I had a cold and I was quarantined. She's forgiven.
I think they did change the common law, didn't they?
Yeah, I heard it doesn't exist. Maybe somebody can correct us.
I heard if it was after 10 years it becomes your common law marriage.
Right. Okay. 415-808-0810. Anything relationship-wise, cheating is a fact of life. It happens. Gosh, we have so many things to talk about.
Really makes me nervous when people say that.
Do you suffer in silence? When did you discover infidelity? Will people say you enabled your partner's cheating? Well, did you? What about women? Are they unfaithful too? I think you answered that. What's worse, physical or emotional cheating? Ooh, well, ask them all. 808-0810 is the number. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We're back, and we're talking, whores.
What did you call me?
Hookers, whores, and housewives. It's like that bachelorette show, my mother show. Yeah. My mother says that any woman who kisses 26 men, that's a whore show.
That's a whore show.
That's a whore show. So mother doesn't watch that.
Oh.
And she loves when I mention it on KGO because she listens every single day. Yes, mother, that's a whore show. Well, you know, let's talk about the mentality of that. Let me see. Name, Barbara, yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Barbara Sketo.
There you go. See how many papers I have gone at once. Yeah, well, what's going on in our culture when we think that we have to have a television show where we date 26 men or vice versa?
And
it draws such, I have to tell you, the female demographic numbers are through the roof. For instance, when Sharon's watching, she's got a bottle of wine. I'm not even allowed to come into the room. She'll actually stop and rewind the tape to the point before I came in.
It blows my mind, and it is true. And it seems to be a lot of women. It's all women watching it, right?
Right.
Maybe it's just a dream, you know. It's the ideal situation. I do know with the millennials, the whole dating world has changed. And I was just speaking to some, they were mid-20s, right? And they were talking how the bar scene doesn't interest them anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Because they say the 30-year-old guys are hanging out with the 22-year-olds and
they don't like it.
And they don't like it, and it's hard for them. And it's all, when you look at it, even the marriage, they're not marrying now. They're not married until their late 30s.
Well, and they're hanging out, in their parents' basement. And isn't it weird to hear that? Because I guess it was probably in our day, too. If you're 22, you don't, 30's old. Sorry, 30-year-olds. Try 50. Put those pants on.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, right. That's okay. At least I know what time it is.
50's the new 30.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Those poor 30s.
I know, right.
Have nowhere to go but 20.
Well, I know not to go hang out at bars with the hipsters who are in their 20s.
I know.
So people suffer in silence. Let's talk about that, because you found out there was infidelity,
they do. You know what it is, too? It goes back to that whole thing, the enabler, the one at home is the enabler. Let's talk about that a little bit, because that's what happens is really interesting. I'm totally against that. And part of the reason is they used to say, and it's very commonly said, that if you please them, they wouldn't wander. If you did everything you could at home, they wouldn't wander. If you were more understanding, or if you, whatever, you weren't just making them happy. Here's the truth of the matter is, if Beyonce can't keep her man, do you think the average housewife can?
I know, but all know that's a business deal. Now Jay-Z is going to put his cheating CD or album out.
Yeah,
there we go.
I don't think it is. I've been asked that a lot. I don't think it is. You know why?
Really?
She says things that you wouldn't know unless you were in a marriage and you were cheated on. She speaks of that. She speaks that language. And I was like, okay, it's happened to her. Because she's writing about it.
I do believe that it's happened, but I think that she's forgiven. Do you feel as though sometimes when couples cheat, or one cheats and then confesses, well, not confesses, or you find out, let's say you found out your husband cheated.
Yeah.
And then to his heart and soul apologized and swore it would never happen again. Can that relationship then become stronger?
Kathy Lee Gifford and Frank Gifford, I believe it can. I really believe it can. But here's the thing, and you hit on the key, is to apologize. You do have to apologize. You have to state what you're sorry for, and you have to lay it all out on the line. You have to be willing to take two steps forward and three steps back. You have to stay in there and stand your truth. Now, a very masculine thing to do is to stand in front of your woman and give her the complete truth and not waver. Every woman tests their men. Every woman. But then when there's infidelity, that test, you better be there. Here's the problem. If you look at infidelity like a wound, and you have to, here's that wound, and you have to clean out the wound, the betrayer is the only one that can clean out that wound. He's the only one that can get in there, and he has to diligently clean that wound out. That's through truth, through his actions, supporting what he says, diligence, and constantly be willing to do it. And that means with no bombs dropping, no baby mama somewhere, no other relationship popping up that he never said.
No nannies.
Right. No any of that. Yeah. None of that. He has to clean that wound out, and it can. And when it does, those relationships are amazing. But it has to be totally clean.
Time can heal. If you and by the way, let me just add to what you were just speaking to. Frank Gifford did become a very, very good boy.
Yes, and that's a lot of.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
a lot of men do. Yeah. A lot of men, and that's the other
thing.
Because
they realize what they're going to lose. They're going to lose everything. Forget
the money, but yeah. You talk about Frank Gifford cheated. Are you honestly going to tell me that Kathy Lee Gifford wasn't giving him everything he wanted? He went back home and he worked hard to get what he, you know, to save that marriage. He really did. And whatever it was, she was filled up. He healed that wound.
How about Bill Cosby and Camille? How can Camille handle
Whoa,
that?
I know.
Kaboom,
I don't even. That is the saddest thing when you think about that. And
she's such a sweet person, too.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for her caught in the middle of this.
Caught in the
middle.
It's
quite a debacle.
And to be at this age and for that, that's shocking. And he's different, though. That's different than just infidelity.
Yeah, it is.
That is.
Yeah,
that's
a whole different
ballgame. That is a whole different.
But she stands by him.
You know, what I think has to do with a lot to do with it has to be age at this point.
I think so, too.
It is. It's age. And this is all she's ever known. And what she's looking at is she didn't know him as that man. She knows him as this other man. And she's holding on to that.
Isn't that okay?
I think at this point it is.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's okay.
And who are we to judge?
Yes.
I mean,
thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Yes, who are we to judge?
Yeah.
I mean, we certainly get to judge the illegal acts he's acted upon. If he truly did that, and it looks like in Temple, in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, we'll find out. Let's go to the phone. Eric in San Jose, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. So, yes.
My wife and I have had this discussion when we've seen other couples that have been involved in our lives as far as family friends, and they've had infidelity creep into their marriage. And the wife has told me that, well, I'd be devastated, I'd feel betrayed, but I would eventually be able to forgive you because I love you so much. And I think she was looking for me to reciprocate, and I can't. I can't say that I'd be able to forgive her. As much as I love her, I would not be able to get that vision out of my head of what she did or what she may have done. My mind would start wandering, and it would eat me up. I wouldn't be able to forgive her.
Yeah, you know what? And boy, I hate to be sexist about this, but this sounds like a guy thing. Like I said, well, I'm insanely jealous. I just think men can't get over it for some reason. I mean, I guess it's not fair for us to say we represent all men by any means, especially me. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily a jealous person. I let her go out with her friends all the time, and my thing is how could I try and hold her back and not trust her? She's never given me any reason not to trust her. And if she was that type of person, you trying to put them under your thumb isn't going to stop her doing it. So I've never had any reason to doubt her. But at the same time, if it did ever happen, maybe that's why it would be so much more devastating to me, and I would be able to get over it. I don't know.
You know what I think, too? It's never happened to you, number one. And the fear of it happening is more scary than actually, don't get me wrong, it's devastating when someone cheats on you and your whole life just, I can't even articulate that. But you may be surprised at yourself, and not that I'm saying let her go and let her do it, but you may be surprised. But at the same time, it is a personal decision. And you have every right to feel the way you feel. Every single right you have to feel the way you feel.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope that helps. We are speaking with Barb Bichetto, and her book is Hooker, Whores, and Housewives. Pretty much covers it. Scientists discovered having more sex won't make you happier. In the first study of its time, this is just out today, Barbara.
Well, I saw you make a face.
Yeah,
now, what was that reaction, Barb? Dish.
Carnegie Mellon University upended the common notion that having more sex will make you happier. More surprising is that sex might even generate unhappiness. The professor of economics and psychology at Carnegie Mellon and his colleagues reported in this paper as of today, several studies over the last decade had found evidence that suggests sex is directly linked with happiness. So that means more sex, greater happiness, right? Well, one study even found that changing the amount of sex you had from once a month to once a week would give you the same amount of happiness as receiving an extra $50,000. However, what these studies missed and what's causing some misconceptions about sexual frequency and joy, sex or happiness was the cause and which was the effect. Not only the other factors besides sex, such as income, location, age, better gauges us, you know, as to what makes us happy. So it's not all about sex. Unfortunately, we income, location, age all do factor into these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just humping every day is not going to...
No. And no. If you ever tried to make a baby because you want to have a baby...
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's work.
It's work. I have 3 sons. I can tell you. It's worse. It becomes work. Okay? And you've got to understand, if you're speaking in terms of a relationship, I think that society puts such a big deal on having sex all the time that people think that they have to, they miss the point. Sex is fun and it's spontaneous and it's crazy and it should be on a whim and when you want to, not because you have to time it and do it. That's why these people are miserable.
Oh, well, you know, America, I mean, this is forever. Yeah. We'd love to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, people think infidelity is about the sex. It's not about the sex.
No, you're right about
that. It's like, oh, my God, do I have to hear this one more time? Yeah, it's about the relationship.
Right. Oh, that's
good. Well, it's not even that. For the person who's cheating, the betrayer, it's about filling this big dark hole.
Well, and how did it all start? With a conversation.
With a conversation.
And the locking of eyes.
Exactly. The locking of eyes and the, yeah, okay, let's. Okay, but wait a minute. Right. You're onto something here. Do you realize that? Women don't realize how much power they have. We could lock eyes, but if I don't want to lock eyes and I don't want to flirt, it ends.
That's right.
If I lock eyes with you and I flirt with you, you ask me out, I have the power. I can say yes or no. The only thing men have a power for, the only thing is when they ask them to marry.
Oh. Yeah, there's that.
There's that.
That's
mean, women
the expensive
can.
Part.
Yeah.
That part. Let's take the break on that note. Barb Bichetto is my guest. And name of the book, Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Love it very much. Yes, this is for sale in the airport, I hope.
It is. It is on Terminal 2 right now, but
oh, wonderful.
We're working for all. Thank you for saying that. We're working on the big one.
Yeah, it's a must have. All right, we'll continue the conversation coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, with a look at traffic, here is Mr.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Because of
Hookers, Whores, and Housewives is the name of the book. Barb Bichetto. Bichetto. Oh, my God.
Paschetti. That's all right. Let's just keep saying it.
Bichetto. I like what Valerie said. You're like an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
Let me see here. We sell our souls to a dream that we are told we should want and then carry our secret sadness behind a mask of the perfect life. So all that we have built will not crumble around us and crush our precious children. This is the kind of sacrifice I thought I needed to make.
Boom. Secrets of a at-home mom.
Right.
I think it's a lot of women, though, not just at-home women. I think we're working moms, too. It speaks to a lot of people. In fact, the Uber driver on the way in who has 3 jobs, is not exactly in my demographic. We were speaking the same language. And I didn't have an extra book for her. And I said, just make sure you pick one up. But look at it in the way that when you read my stuff, you know that I'm a housewife. But what I'm saying to you is everything we just spoke of. It relates. And
sure.
I think there's a lot of women like that.
Absolutely. Okay, 808-0810. Tara in Mountain View, you're on KGO. Tara? She may be 30 seconds behind. That happens. We'll come back. So let me see. For the children's sake, or do we just put a lid on that? To the boiling pot.
No.
Until the pot boils over.
Until the pot boils. I do. And I think a lot of women lose their, when they're losing their, I speak of this in the book and in Hookers, Horses, and Housewives, how as I was losing my identity, they were trying to find theirs. And I was placing more and more love on them. You see a lot of, you hear about the helicopter mom. Well, in my case, and I'm saying my case because I don't want to judge all the other women and what might be their motives, but I wasn't feeling the love within the marriage, so I was really, really giving it to my children. I was paying all the attention to the children because I wasn't feeling it within the in my own marriage. I was seeking it.
Some show business things that are going on. I brought up Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. They've only been married for 15 months. Amber Heard says she didn't report Johnny Depp's abuse in order to protect his career, which I think with a lot of victims of domestic violence, that sometimes happened. Although this is very shady, Johnny Depp alleges none of that happened, that it's all made up.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, in court, she may allegedly need $50,000 a month. But here's one I can go to for sure. David Hasselhoff, who, well, let's face it, the Hoff is, he's not even famous in Germany anymore.
anymore.
I mean, yeah. So Pamela Bach, since 2006 or 2007, has been receiving allegedly payments of $252,000 a year as alimony. At what point is enough enough?
But wait a minute. It depends on, okay, you're talking about Amber Heard.
Right.
They were married for 15 months.
Right.
Remember, we're California, so half of 15 months is 7.5 months, right?
Right.
So for 7.5 months, she's going to get half of how much he made in those 15 months they were married. Or not even that, because it goes from year to year. So it'll be, there will be that 1 year and then seven.
Well, you're not getting, I can tell you one thing. She's not getting any money out of Alice looking through the looking glass or whatever that bomb was this weekend. That was an absolute disaster, that Tim Burton
was
movie.
It? Okay, yeah. But you know what? Here's the other thing, too. This whole thing coming down is a disaster because it doesn't fare well for victims, you know, spouses of domestic abuse, and then for the, who's to believe? This is a fiasco.
It always is. It is. What bothers me? It just bothers me the alimony thing. I don't know if that's a California thing.
No, because you know what? People get it in their big head. They get it in their head that it's so much, right?
Yeah.
And that they get 50%. That's only a guideline, okay? And I'm sure there's a ton of attorneys out there jumping up and down going, ah, she's wrong. But in my case, and I have to say in my case, it was never stated exactly how much. And I didn't go after his 50. I went after my cost of living.
Right. Now, how long does that last?
For the rest of my life.
Okay.
Because my age,
well, now you're publishing
and 30
books.
Years.
What if you become a millionaire publishing books? Does he still have to pay?
Okay. Well, there's another thing that's not truly, it looks good that you've published a book, but when you only get 98 cents a book.
I know.
I mean, let's do the math on that to get a million.
It's
going to take me a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But don't you think there should be a cutoff at some point? Because David Hasselhoff thing is like, I've been doing this since 2006. I don't have this money anymore. I'm an old man. I need to retire. You know,
he can always go back into court and, readjust it. Yeah.
He is.
And especially it has a lot to do with children and things like that. I don't agree with the 50. Honestly, I'm one of the people probably that says that I don't agree with the 50, although not everybody does get the 50%. There's very few that actually do.
Well, I guess the cost of, now, if you were to get married again, then that all goes away.
Nope.
Right? Really?
Well, because what am I, an object? Like, I get married and,
Well, you have another man to support you, or you have dual incomes.
Oh, my God. Where have you been living? Have you been living under a rock?
I have, apparently.
You did not just say that. Did he just say that?
I didn't realize that.
I hit my head on the way across the bridge today. Look. Geez.
I've been doing this all wrong. 44, never married. Oh, my gosh. I thought I'd dodged bullets, but maybe...
Maybe Barb. I lost my meal ticket. Huh?
Barb,
are meal tickets. Wow.
It's the Dayquil. It's the Dayquil.
Yeah, but it's night. What's your excuse now?
Who's my next victim?
It's going to be the Nyquil at 10.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, no, does it make any sense? No.
Did you hear what you just said, though?
Yeah. Well,
if you get married, somebody's going to take care of
to take care of you, just household income. Well, if you're married, don't you file together taxes? So that would be household income.
You don't have to, though.
Yeah, but okay, that's ideal if you're like 20 and 30 and you're going through your first marriage. You get in your I'm in my 50s, right?
Me too.
Okay, but let's be real about that. So everybody in every man in their 50s loving those 30-year-olds. So whoever, let me think, I'll have to move up. I'll probably.
They're too expensive.
Yeah, they're too expensive. Yes. We have children. He has children, and he's set. And I have children, and you have to support your children.
Yes, for sure.
And I do, too. Right. And when I even look at that idealism, whoever I meet has to be able to take care of themselves as I take care of myself, and I hope he respects me for that. Now, you talk about my ex paying me until I pass. I was in that relationship taking care of the family for an extremely long time. Was I ever paid? No, I was paid in. I had a home over my head. I got food. I got weekends out. Did I have total complete freedom? Not exactly in my relationship, but a lot of women do. No, it's not easy.
What if you would have cheated on him? Would he get the same thing?
If he would have cheated on me, I would have got nothing. And I should have got nothing. Because I betrayed the corporation.
Okay.
Because that's basically what it is. And right. In the end, they tell you, California tells you that. This is a business. And
well,
that's
no
how
fault.
They look at it.
Right,
they
no
look
fault.
At it like that. If I would have cheated on him, I can't even imagine what would have happened. But I really believe that I should have deserved absolutely nothing.
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 But he cheated on you.
He did.
So he deserves to pay.
Well, he needs to, yeah. Because it was fraud. For the children.
Right, but if you would have done it to him.
Yeah.
You don't get anything.
I should have got nothing.
Well, that's.
But is that the way it would have been judged?
No, they probably would have said that I've been legally. Could have gotten 50%.
You'd owe him 50% of what you have.
50% of what I had or whatever, but I
morally and legally two different.
Yeah, morally and legally are two different things, and that's probably where I'm still in the space. Because like I said, that's probably why I didn't go for 50%. I went for my cost of living.
Okay.
You know, and maybe that's because I'm wired that, I'm more morally wired that way. And I think that's what you should get is your cost of living, especially if you. It hasn't been gathered for you for all those years. I didn't walk out without a retirement.
When betrayal crumbles your world, what do you do and who do you trust? We'll talk about that next. Hooker, Whores, and Housewives is the name of the book. And Barb Biscotto. did I get it?
No, Biscotto.
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 Why can't I get that? Biscotto.
Yeah, you're not Italian. That's okay.
Okay.
We'll forgive you.
All right. Well, you know, Italian men, they have mistresses.
They do, don't they? Yeah. That's what I was told when I got married, and I said, Not this one.
He was born
in America.
No, I'm an American, everybody.
He was born in America. You wouldn't do that.
More of the Drex Radio Show coming up. First, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
On KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay, the Drex Radio Show. And as the sun goes down all over the western United States and all of North America, thank you for listening to KGOA 10. Barb Biscotto.
Yay!
The stupidest damn thing, I have to tell you. I never had these name problems when I worked on the air in Chicago. We didn't have all these hard names. I don't know.
Well,
Smith,
your name's not easy.
And Jones and, you know. And
Drekes. Or whatever it is.
Drex. You don't think my mother really named me that? It was after she dropped
she
me
loved
on my
you.
Head.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Hookers, Whores, and Housewives is the name of the book. It's a quick read for the airplane. Perfect on your way out of the airport, so check it out. So betrayal, it does, you know, it just, we're talking about our 50s, but even 30s, 40s, it crumbles, 60s, it crumbles your world.
Thank you. Everybody focus
and
on.
And how do you know who to trust? Like even the friends thing, our shared friends, our shared family members.
You don't know if he's been boinking your friend. I mean, that's, did I say boink?
You can say really? Boink.
Yeah, I could say boink. Yeah. Okay, you don't know if that's happening. So when it does happen, you tend to withdraw and kind of come in because you don't know who to speak to right away. And you, and I think it's for the men that I've coached too, it's true for men or women. They just kind of shrink. You know, you just bring it in. It's also a failure.
Well, and how do you divide friends? And then, I mean, I'm sure you had on his side favorite family members of his. Do you have to divorce them? Do they have to divorce, I mean, your relatives have to?
The whole thing is, speak about that in Hooker's Horse and Housewives, how when the time comes, you find out who your true friends are. And I actually took it out of the book. I had at the end of his friends a dollar sign. Because it's true in divorce, people tend to follow the most powerful and the one with the most money.
Oh, and that's interesting.
So it's disturbing, but it's true. And what's beautiful about it, though, is you actually get a leadway into all the beautiful people in your life because they step forward. They eventually all step forward, and that's where you begin to feel love and understanding and really getting to know.
Even if they're coming from his family.
Even if they're coming from their family. But generally, family members won't cross lines too often because they shut down.
Yeah, it's touchy.
It's a very touchy thing. But friends, definitely.
Friends, yeah. I mean, especially good family friends. You mentioned you were married 30 years, so pretty much the same thing. It would just be weird. I guess you could talk to each one of them individually, but you'd have to watch what you'd say.
No, you don't. And you don't even want to do that, and you don't want to explain, okay? If somebody starts getting into explaining, taking friends out and explaining what went wrong in the relationship, that's the person you better not trust.
Yeah.
Because generally the person that's been betrayed doesn't want to speak of it. They just don't. You don't.
Well, I won't call you when I have a bottle of wine in me.
Please do. I'd love to see what happens.
That's good radio.
I want to hear the true confessions.
God, I chew your ear off. Yeah.
No.
But, you know, I just think that happens, and sometimes it's unfortunate. Then, you know, especially when children are involved, my goodness, the children, both families love the children.
It's true. Okay, listen.
And you both, husband and wife, love the children, too. Or partner and partner.
Yeah, partner and partner. If you want to hear me rattle a few psychologists and people in the know right now, I'm going to say something that's going to just shock the world. Children belong in the middle in a divorce. And the parents need to revolve around that child. Ooh. Everybody keeps saying the children should not be in the middle. I do not believe that. I think when you start trying to deviate where those children belong, that's when they start getting pulled from side to side. With those, that child needs to be firmly placed in the middle, and those parents need to evolve around that child.
That's really well put.
Yeah. Never thought of it that way before.
Yeah. You get the amen on that.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got it. Well, and there it is. I've lived it, and I've lived it with my children, and I've done the wrong things with my children. I mean, and as much as I know what is right and what is wrong, I've made big mistakes with my children and finally came to realize my reaction to the problem can be a bigger problem. So what I need to do is keep the child firmly in the center and revolve around to touching base with him.
Well, can you get your partner or your ex to agree to that? I mean, it's a simple, basic premise, but he or she might not say, well, just because you said it, might not agree with you.
No, in fact, I've never discussed that part with him. I've just worked it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's the nature of our relationship.
Yeah.
Is the way I've had to do it.
Okay.
I've had to come to terms with so many things, and I've had to make shifts, and I've had to step back. And the stepping back means not to step in to where the child is. Stepping into a child is when you go to protect them, or one parent is like, I have a lot of structure, and rules, which I knew that I needed to stop because on the other side there weren't any. So by firmly placing my child in the center, backing off and circling around, coming full circle, is what I had to do.
Barb Bischetto, thank you very much. Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. The hour flew by.
Boy, did
you're
it.
So fun.
Wow, it did.
An thank hour you. Of radio goes just like that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you very much. And please come back to the KGO studios again.
I sure will.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.